Dr. Pinsky dictating amount, I am in. Anthony Renzi, R-E-N-Z-I. As you know, I previously evaluated Mr. Renzi as described in my report of 8-5-10. But he's now a 66-year-old male who again reports he was injured at work in what he describes as 2013. The listed subject injury was 7-23-03. But relative to the 2013 incident, he states a drill kicked back, causing injury to his right shoulder, arm, neck, and his lower back. This caused aggravation of his cervical disease and tore internal structures in the right shoulder. Brady underwent surgery for this, but is no longer receiving any active care. He recently underwent an injection to the right shoulder in spring of 2023. He did not relate the subject injury. In paragraph, as per the records provided, he received an order approving settlement in the amount of 25% permanent partial total for residuals of cervical sprain, disc osteophyte complex at C3-4, left shoulder sprain, massive left shoulder rotator cuff sprain tear with extensive deterioration of supraspinatus tendon, right shoulder labral tear, and impingement syndrome, status post right shoulder arthroscopic surgery with decompression and post-traumatic headaches. He then reopened his claim in 2012. New paragraph. Mr. Renzi was seen on 1-22-13 by Dr. Goldstein. He noted the petitioner's course of treatment to date. His symptoms go back to the injury that occurred on 7-23-03 when he fell off of an 8-foot ladder as a result of being shocked. He hit his head on a wire coil. He's been treated with several courses of pain management for his cervical complaints which have provided prolonged symptomatic relief. He was last treated in 2008 and has generally done well until the recrudescence of discomfort over the past several months. He also claimed as a result of the fall he sustained a right shoulder injury requiring rotator cuff repair. The onset of cervical spine symptoms was immediately after the accident, and for which he denied having any treatment. He was working regularly as a union electrician. Dr. Goldstein performed an evaluation and opined he had neck pain secondary to a cervical strain sustained in a fall on 7-23-03. He had been documented to have spondylosis at C3-4 and C6-7 that may be contributing to his persistent symptomatology. Dr. Goldstein suggested repeat plain x-rays and cervical spine MRI. He did have a cervical spine MRI on 2-16-13. To be inserted here. Dr. Goldstein reviewed these results with him on 2-25-13. He concluded Mr. Renzi had gone on to develop progressive degenerative pathology in the cervical spine with multi-level foraminal narrowing that was felt to be the cause of his ongoing symptomatology. Pretty recommended pain management evaluation for additional injections. Pretty had last been treated by such a physician named Dr. Holzberg, H-O-L-T-Z-B-E-R-G. He continued to be monitored by Dr. Goldstein and his colleague, Dr. Rienzo, R-I-E-N-Z-O, on 4/8/13 period. He recommended similar steps as did Dr. Goldstein, period. When he saw Dr. Rienzo again on 4/30/13, he reported an epidural injection on 4/8/13 that seems to have relieved the pain in his neck, period. It was recommended that he undergo further injection therapy, period, on 6/19/13, Dr. Rienzo administered another cervical epidural injection, period, on 6/28/13, Mr. Renzi reported quite a bit of relief, period, he felt 70% improved when compared to his pre-interventional pain management level, period, however, for the vast majority of the time, he has no pain. Period, he has occasional afternoon pain when working. Period, he was deemed to have reached maximum medical improvement and discharged from a pain management standpoint. Period. New paragraph on 9/9/13, he was seen by hand specialist Dr. Ferenz, F-E-R-E-N-Z. Period. This was relative to the right hand. Period, he had sustained an electric shock injury in 2003. Period, to the best of the petitioner's recollection and to Dr. Ferenz's knowledge, there was no injury to the right hand. Period, the right hand continued to do well. Period, Dr. Ferenz saw no work-related injury related to the right hand, so no treatment was necessary for it. Period. Mr. Renzi related that he indeed injured his hand several years ago and went to the emergency room where x-rays were negative. Period. No specific treatment was rendered. Period. On 1/6/14, Mr. Renzi was seen by Dr. Glastein, G-L-A-S-T-E-I-N. Period. He wanted to repeat cervical MRI and to review the prior one. Period. On 7/1/16, at the referral of Dr. Rienzo, he indeed underwent a repeat cervical spine MRI. Period. Mr. Renzi brought in his compact disc with relative to that study along with its report. Period. It was not compared to any previous studies. Period. Insert those results here. Physical exam. General appearance, he stated he may want another cervical spine epidural steroid injection in the future. Period. Extremities upper. There may have been faded portal scars about the shoulders, but no swelling, atrophy, or effusions. Period. Right shoulder motion was full in all spheres without crepitus, but flexion and internal rotation elicited tenderness. Period. Motion of the left shoulder was full in all independent spheres without crepitus or tenderness. Period. Combined active extension with internal rotation on the right was to L2 and on the left to T12. Period. Motion of the elbows, wrists, and fingers was full in all planes without crepitus, tenderness, triggering, or locking. Hands, wrists, elbows is normal. Spine cervical. Active flexion was 35 degrees, comma, extension 40 degrees, comma, bilateral rotation 65 degrees, and left side bending to 35 degrees. Period, right side bending was full to 45 degrees. Period, he had mild tenderness palpation by the right paravertebral musculature in the absence of spasm, but there was none on the left or in the midline. And then normal for the rest of this, thoracic is normal. Impressions insert what is marked from my prior report. New paragraph. Since evaluated here, he received an order approving settlement and then reopened his claim. Period. He had further evaluation and treatment in 2013. Period. This included an updated cervical spine, whose results will be inserted here. Period. He did accept two epidural steroid injections to the neck with significant improvement. Period. In terms of the right hand, Dr. Glastian opined he did not sustain any injury to it in this incident. Period. Big paragraph. The clear and exam found there to be mildly decreased active range of motion about the cervical spine. Period. Spreadlung's maneuver was negative. Period. Did full range of motion of the upper extremities. Period. Provocative maneuvers there were negative. Period. New paragraph. Insert what is marked from my prior report about the percentage of disability. And that will be the end.